Chapter 4. The Black Thing. The wind became stronger, and Meg was frightened. She screamed and held onto Calvin's hand. Suddenly, it was very dark, too. There was no moon and no noise. Something pulled Calvin away from Meg. She tried to find him, but her fingers touched nothing.
"Charles!" she screamed.
There was no answer. She tried to move, but there was nothing to move. She had no arms, no legs. Where was her body? After a few minutes, she began to feel her arms and legs again. She opened her eyes, but everything was black. She could not see or hear anything. "Am I flying?" she thought.
"Well," said Charles Wallace's voice, "that was an interesting journey. Meg! Calvin! Where are you?"
There was a little light now, and Meg saw Charles Wallace. He was standing in front of her, but still she could not move. Then she heard Calvin's voice.
"Wait a minute!"
Calvin was there, but he was not there. It was like looking at him through water or through smoke. And then she could see him, all of him.
"Meg!"
shouted Charles Wallace.
"Calvin! Where's Meg?"
But Meg could not speak.
"Meg!"
shouted Calvin.
"Mrs. Witch, haven't you brought Meg?"
shouted Charles Wallace. Something pushed Meg, and she felt that she was going through a glass wall.
"Oh, there you are,"
said Charles Wallace. He ran and hugged her.
"But where am I?"
asked Meg. They were in a field, and the sun was high in the sky. The grass was green, and there were spring flowers. Behind them was a high mountain, its top in the clouds. Suddenly, Mrs. What's-it and Mrs. Who were there too, laughing. Then Mrs. Witch materialized next to them.
"Why are you laughing?"
Charles Wallace asked them.
"You must explain everything to Meg and Calvin. Meg was very frightened."
"We need to laugh," said Mrs. Witch. "We have a dangerous enemy. If things are dark and dangerous, you sometimes need to laugh.
But Meg doesn't understand any of this," said Mrs. What's-it. "She doesn't know that it's about her father."
"I can trust Mrs. Witch," thought Meg.
"Where are we?"
asked Calvin.
"We're on the planet Uriel," said Mrs. Who.
"But how did we get here?"
asked Calvin.
"Did we travel quickly?"
"We don't travel quickly," said Mrs. What's-it. "We tesser."
"Tesser," thought Meg. "Is that like Mother's tesseract?" But she had a more important question. "Is my father here?" she asked.
Not here, said Mrs. Witch. Mrs. What's-It can explain. She's younger and better with words. We've stopped to rest, Mrs. What's-It explained, because it's safe here.
Is Father all right? Asked Meg.
Yes, he is, for now, said Mrs. What's-It.
Please, take me to him, said Meg.
We can't, not now, said Charles Wallace. You must be patient, Meg.
Show them, Mrs. Witch suddenly said to Mrs. What's-It. Now?
Asked Mrs. What's-It, looking surprised.
Won't the children be frightened?
Now, said Mrs. Witch.
Then I'll change. Don't be afraid, my dears,
Mrs. What's-It said to the children. Her clothes started to shine with bright white light. Her body changed. She was not an old woman anymore. She was a horse, as white as snow, with a man's head and arms and beautiful wings of many colors.
Carry them, said Mrs. Witch.
Come on,
said Charles Wallace, climbing up onto Mrs. What's-It's back. Meg and Calvin followed. The wings moved, and Mrs. What's-It and the children started to fly. Meg looked down and saw more white creatures like Mrs. What's-It. Some were lying on the grass. Some were swimming in a river. Some were flying. And some were singing.
Now, hold on to me, said Mrs. What's-It. Don't fall.
They flew up higher and higher, and then they were at the top of a mountain. Ahead of them, an enormous white circle was shining in the sky.
That's one of Uriel's moons, said Mrs. What's-It. Now, let's turn round. Look into the dark.
Meg felt afraid again. She began to see something dark.
What's that?
Asked Charles Wallace.
That black thing, said Calvin. What is it?
Watch, said Mrs. What's-It.
The sun went down. The sky became darker. And stars began to shine. There were thousands of stars in the sky, but none in the black thing.
This is very dangerous, Meg thought. I want it to go away, said Calvin. It's evil.
Without speaking, Mrs. What's-It turned and began to fly down. Her body was shaking. She was frightened of the black thing, too. Back on the grass, Charles Wallace jumped off of Mrs. What's-It's back.
Mrs. Who? Mrs. Witch!
He shouted, and suddenly they appeared. But Mrs. Witch did not materialize very well, and she was almost transparent.
That black thing, Meg asked. Is my father fighting it?
Yes, Mrs. Witch said. Your father is behind the black thing. We can't see him.
Meg began to cry. Then Mrs. What's-It's wings were round her, and she felt better.
My child, don't cry, said Mrs. What's-it.
We've brought you here because your father needs your help. We want you to do something difficult.
Now, said Mrs. Witch, are you ready?
Where are we going?
Asked Calvin.
We're going behind the black thing. We can't get there in one journey. We'll stop on another planet. We'll tesser. We'll use a wrinkle,
said Mrs. What's-it.
Do you understand?
No, said Meg.
We move easily from one planet to the next,
said Mrs. What's-it.
Can you show them on your skirt, Mrs. Who?
Mrs. Who held her skirt with both hands, one on each side.
Think of an insect, said Mrs. What's-it. It wants to walk across the skirt from Mrs. Who's left hand to her right hand. It's a long journey.
Then Mrs. Who moved her hands together, still holding the skirt.
But if we move the skirt and make a wrinkle in it, it's a very short journey for an insect,
said Mrs. What's-it.
That short journey is the tesseract.
I understand,
said Charles Wallace. I understand too, I think, said Meg.
Then let's go, said Mrs. Witch. We don't have much time.
Meg took Calvin's hand. There was a strong wind, and it pushed Meg back. Her body was not there, but then it started to appear. She was standing, holding Calvin's hand, with Charles Wallace in front of her.
Children, are you all right?
Asked Mrs. What's-it. She was an old woman in scarves again.
Yes, said Charles Wallace. But where are we now?
We're on another planet, Mrs. What's-it said.
When are we going home? Asked Meg. Mother will be worried.
Don't worry, my dear, said Mrs. What's-it. We took a wrinkle in time, too. The time on Earth hasn't moved.
Mrs. What's-it, said Mrs. Witch. I know that you're very young, but you talk too much.
How old are you? Asked Calvin.
I'm 2,379,152,497 years, 8 months, and 3 days old,
said Mrs. What's-it. Meg saw a light in front of them. It was a crystal ball on a rock. Mrs. What's-it held the ball up.
Look into the crystal ball, children.
There were hundreds of stars inside. Then Meg saw mountains and bright snow.
No, crystal ball, that's Mars, said Mrs. What's-it. Show them their planet.
The crystal ball moved a little, and they saw another planet. It was not bright. There was dark smoke everywhere.
It's the black thing, said Charles Wallace. It's around the Earth.
It's been there for many years, said Mrs. What's-it. There's a lot of trouble on your planet because of the black thing.
I hate it!
Charles Wallace cried.
But what is it?
Asked Calvin.
It's dark and evil, said Mrs. Witch, and we must fight it. Many people from your planet have helped to fight it. One of them is your father.
But where is father now? Asked Meg.
He's on another planet.
But that planet has lost the fight, said Mrs. Wutsit sadly.
She held up the crystal ball.
Watch now.